I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Net farm income, the measurement of profits, is expected to drop 12% year over year in 2018. That news comes amid low crop prices and rising expenses, according to a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA economist Rob Johansson says the drop will be a little less than they had projected earlier in the year, however. He says that's because the level of direct government payments to farmers has gone up.
Earlier, we had government payments are forecast to fall by $2 billion in 2018, and now we have government payments are forecast to rise by $2.1 billion in 2018. Production expenses are up by about $14.8 billion compared to last year.
He says those direct government payments are mostly due to additional disaster relief monies and the addition of the market facilitation payments that were to compensate producers who were on the receiving end of the trade battles with China. Farm debt compared to assets are up for the sixth year in a row. The USDA says that measurement is up about 0.5%. Johansson says that increase does show a growing financial pressure on producers around the U.S. AgAlert.com reports that overall Chapter 12 farmer bankruptcies were down in 2018 compared to the year before, but the Rocky Mountain region was one of three, the Midwest and Northeast being the others, where bankruptcy filings were up. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.